On the night of September 30th, 1978, in the darkened ballroom of the Belvedere Hotel at Charles and Chase Streets, a capacity crowd of diners was watching, spellbound, the lone couple dancing in the dark. A lantern, flickering, carried by the male, appeared to be dancing too, moving about in the dark in faithful rhythm. The dancers were Walt Lindemann in his late 80s and his daughter Joanne Keene, and they were dancing a graceful waltz in this planned as the last lamplighter's ball. A little history here. Well into the 20th century, the quiet, softly glowing gaslit lamppost was a Baltimore institution. To light each gas lamp at dawn and at dusk throughout the city, a crew of lamplighters would go lamppost to lamppost, neighborhood by neighborhood. Each carried a ladder that would allow him to get up and into the lighting apparatus. It was these lamplighters, hundreds of them, getting together in annual reunions since the 1960s in what came to be known as the Lamplighters Ball, who had come together this night to reminisce one last time. The first gas-lit lamp in America was installed in Baltimore, February 17, 1817, at Baltimore and Holiday Streets, and a replica of the original with appropriate plaque adorns the spot today. As late as 1900, there were more than 1,000 gas-lit lamps flickering in the Baltimore twilight. But after World War II, the city could hardly wait to get rid of them and replace them with electric-lit lampposts. In 1956, Mayor Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. turned off the city's last working gas-lit lamppost at Fawn Street and Stemmer's Alley in Little Italy. Over the years, in a flowering of urban chic, the old gas-lit lampposts wound up in Green Spring Valley, Ruxton, Stevenson. When the gas-lit street lamps went out of Baltimore life, sadly, so did the lamplighters. By 1956, all of the gas-lit lampposts in Baltimore had gone into memory. Walt Lindemann's last dance with his daughter was a farewell last dance to an era, lovely, gas-lit, flickering.